Do you remember last week we were doing the Harold Budd thing?
I do. That's super
and
mellow.
Yeah, and right at the end of it, we were like, oh, yeah. 400 minutes. And then while we're doing that, this happened. This is Ringo Death Star. This is the music I wanted to play last week. You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. I'm here with Robin Hilton. Let's go. Really cool sound, isn't it?
I like that. I could listen to hours of that.
And the whole album goes lots of different places, but really does have that great distortion sound. You know, you hear My Bloody Valentine and stuff, but it's not a rip-off record by any means. They're a band from Austin, Texas. The record's called Sparkler, and that song is called Swirly.
Well, the name of the song is funny. The band name is funny.
That's right.
And you going into it, it's hard to take that music seriously, but then you hear that. That was really surprising.
Yeah. I mean, I imagine in my head, which I do a lot, that they...
That's where I do most of my imagining,
yeah,
too.
That they called themselves at one point Death Star, and someone said, we got to lighten up.
So, and we had Gringo Death Star.
Gringo Star.
Yeah.
What is it with Ringo's name?
I don't know. It just lends itself to that kind of humor, I guess.
Yeah. Excellent. What do you got?
I want to play an all-woman garage rock group. They're from California, the Dum Dum Girls. Have you heard of them?
I've heard of them. I haven't heard this new record yet.
They've only been together a couple years. They released their debut record just last year called I Will Be, and they're already coming out with a follow-up this year. So back-to-back full-length records. This one's called Only in Dreams. They love short, fast, high-energy bursts of guitar rock. And this song from their new record, Only in Dreams, is called Always Looking.
You're doing that to annoy me. For those who use Macs at home, all you have to do is hold down the shift key when you hit the volume knob and it goes away. And he knows that. What were you doing?
I'm terrible. I was just hitting the volume up and down until you said something.
Absolutely out of my skull.
I was always looking.
Exactly. Sort of the Ramones meets Jesus and Mary Chain sort of thing going on there. Great energy and feel to this record. But, you know, for all the energy in this record, some of the themes are pretty heavy. Dee Dee is the lead singer and songwriter. And
they have a Dee Dee?
A Dee Dee. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Dee Dee. And she wrote, she writes the songs. And she wrote many of these after her mother died recently from after an illness. And music for her was sort of a way of coping with that loss and dealing with her feelings. So there's a lot of songs about loss and heartache and separation. But there's a real punch to the music in both the themes and the music itself. It's a great record. Dum Dum Girls, the record's called Only in Dreams.
Zola Jesus is the name that the singer Nika Danilova goes under. She was born in Wisconsin. She grew up in an area, a very rural area, where there weren't a lot of people around. She got touched by the music of opera at a young age. And she wanted to sing opera. She just had this thing that wanted to sing opera and never could do it. She had these performance issues where she would try to sing and she just stage fright sort of stuff. Mm. But she's come to terms with that sort of style of singing in a new album that she has. It's her third record. Let's hear a little bit of it, huh?
Zola Jesus.
Pretty fabulous,
huh? Amazing.
It's like four different electronic musicians going on there, drum programmer, another programmer, a couple of synth players.
That was huge.
And then her singing.
Yeah, I couldn't quite imagine her singing opera, but great voice.
Yeah, their strength. I think that's the key there.
Yeah.
Deep strength.
Amazing. And she's from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go to Wisconsin for another band with a completely different sound.
The New Brooklyn.
Yes, it is the New Brooklyn, right? Do you know the group Megafon?
Yes, I do. Because I listened to them on my train ride back from New York trying to pick what I picked for the show. So I've got Megafon on my list.
Well, go ahead then. Go ahead. We can both, this can be a joint pick.
And I bet we picked different cuts. Because here's a cool thing about the Megafon record, at least I think so. When I first listened to the record, first thing I thought, first cut, right out of the box, I thought, oh man, Grateful Dead fans are going to love this song.
Really?
Yeah.
That was not what I thought.
Did you pick the first song?
I do like the first song.
Did you pick the first song?
I did. Mm-hmm. I did pick the first song.
So play just the second of it.
Okay.
Scoot in just a little bit.
Yeah, this song is called, appropriately, Real Slow. Yeah.
Wait till the vocals come in. If you think that's a sort of Jerry Garcia vocal, but
okay.
Right.
Okay.
And then you could pick.
I concede.
Another, like I picked something different, but if you go to the next cut.
Oh yeah.
Right. So. But I picked the third cut, which is yet even another different band. I'm going to see Megafon. I really want to know what they're up to.
Yeah.
I like what's going on a lot. Yeah. I'm going to play what I think is the song that is on first listen, the catchiest number. It's called Get Right. The record is by Megafon. They're so full of cool sounds, this band, Megafon.
Yeah, and I was surprised by this record. This is a band I could see them really evolving over the next several years and getting deeper into the more experimental stuff. I think they could really pull it off. We said just before we played it, they're also from Wisconsin. This band includes the brothers Brad and Phil Cook. They're originally from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, and they were in a band, wait for it, with Justin Vernon. The band was called the Yarman Edison. That group broke up in 2006. These guys formed Megafon. Justin Vernon went on to become Bon Iver. Justin Vernon plays guitar on this record, actually.
Excellent.
So I want to play something a little dreamier, a little sleepier than what we've been playing. This is a band called Youth Lagoon. Youth Lagoon is, it's just one guy. His name's Trevor Powers. He's from Boise, Idaho. This record is very sleepy. The songs take a while to unfold. They have a real slow build to them, but I think a nice payoff. The record is called The Year of Hibernation, and the song is called Montana.
Honesty was killing me, the monsters in the room are all dancing.
Yeah, I like that.
You like where that went?
Yeah. Not only I like where it went, but the man likes sleigh bells.
No, that was a tambourine, I believe. Okay. That's what, in my heart, I want to believe it was a tambourine.
If we get him to do a tiny desk, I'm going to show him my sleigh bells.
Okay. Well, I think you have to let this, give this record some time to breathe. You know, it really unfolds very slowly, beautifully, but it's worth it. Youth Lagoon playing some shows with Gem Club right now. We had on recently two bands that,
They ought to just put like yoga mats on the floor and just let people really chill. I like both of these very much. Olivia Tremor Control, the Before Music, which I think was chosen by the band. There was a number of Beach Boy songs in it. I know your feelings about some of the Beach Boy stuff, but mainly in the harmony musically. It has that chink, chink, chink.
Yeah.
Real slow, beautiful building stuff. It's just fantastic. Nice choice. I'm going to play something here. This is going to be interesting because we both love this guy, Peter Gabriel, right? We were waiting for new material. He does a cover record. It was a lovely record. I really like what he did on that record.
He's a close, personal hero of mine.
Yes.
he doesn't know this, but he is.
Yeah. And of mine, too. And he's done a new record. And this new record is not new material yet again, which is frustrating, but he's such an imaginative fellow that I'll listen to anything he does. Yeah. And this is a record where he's taken what maybe his, you can call him, I'll put air quotes up, greatest hits, songs that people know of Peter Gabriel, even if they're not huge fans of Peter Gabriel's.
Okay.
And he plays them with a 46-piece orchestra called the New Blood Orchestra. And reimagine, he re-sings all the songs. Oh, I see the look on your face. Mm. This is not making Robbie
happy.
I'm
wrinkling my nose a little bit. But I'll listen.
Yeah. I have not listened to this record head to toe yet, so I have no judgment. So I don't know quite how I feel about this record yet. Mm. I have listened to Salisbury Hill, and I thought there was some fascinating stuff there. Salisbury Hill is like the first thing he did, and it's sort of a little bit about his departure. The song is a little bit about his leaving this band Genesis to do something
this
a little
band
simpler.
You may have heard of.
Right. To do something a little simpler. He's now doing it with a 46-piece orchestra. Irony aside, let's listen and see what we think of Peter Gabriel doing Salisbury Hill.
Wanna be watch my empty silhouette. Close their eyes but still can see. No one taught them etiquette. I will show another me. Today I don't need a replacement. I tell them what the smile on my face meant. My heart going boom, boom, boom. Hey, I said, you can keep my things, they've come to take me home.
I'm trying to decide how incredulous I can...
I won't do that. First of all, I'm surprised how great his voice sounds, right?
I was just going to say, let's start with the good.
Yep.
The good is his voice has lost nothing.
Yeah.
Still sounds
sensational.
Amazing.
His phrasing is amazing. I don't think 46 pieces of stuff, of players, as good as they are, matched what he did back then.
I thought, honestly, take his voice out, it sounds like elevator music to me. I love his music so much. Some of his records are among my all-time favorites.
Yeah, me too.
And I have a hard time understanding why some artists feel the need to go back and revisit their work. You know, Kate Bush did it recently, and I found it kind of left me scratching my head over that one, too. Kate Bush, who, by the way, sings with him on one of my favorite songs, Don't Give Up, and I see on this collection that he's redone that song, too.
Not with Kate Bush, but with Han Brun.
Yeah, I can't imagine anybody but Kate Bush singing that song with him. And I'll spend a little more time with the record and see, but I'm just very curious to me.
I'm going to listen to this whole thing. I respect him so much. We'll always have the originals, is A, right?
Okay.
All right, right. We'll always have that. And maybe there's something that'll turn up in these that will surprise us. There's going to be a DVD of it. There's going to be an album. There's going to be instrumental versions of it. There's a whole bunch of different stuff. Love the guy. I still want something new.
I so desperately want something
new. And
songs.
I'm still curious to hear this entire record. It's called New Blood. Comes out October 11th. Peter Gabriel.
I want to play something that we were going to have on our fall preview and it ended up not being able to do it then, but we can do it now. Childish Gambino, he's otherwise known as Donald Glover. He's an actor, he's a comedian, a writer, musician. He's on the TV show Community. I don't know if you see that, but it's one of the funniest shows on TV right now. He wrote for The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. And he's also a rapper, and a lot of his songs are very funny. But he's also really good at it, too. And I want to play something from, it's a new single that he put out. It's called Bonfire. It's from an upcoming record of his coming out on November 15th called Camp. I just want to say, Childish Gambino, he got the name from the Wu-Tang Clan band name
generator.
And have you ever entered your name in it? Yeah, you are the Eurythmic King of Nowhere.
Oh, man.
You are the Eurythmic King of Nowhere, and I am all Mucky Terrahawk.
I'm taking it.
Yeah, so you can just call me Mucky Terrahawk from now on, Bob.
You can call me King.
All right. Eurythmic King of Nowhere. This is Childish Gambino. The song is Bonfire.
Okay, so before we hit that, the Wilco concert from Sunday night is online, and you can hear that. What else we got coming up? We're going to cover Altamar's Parties, which is a crazy, wonderful music festival in New Jersey coming up this weekend, and we're going to put concerts from that festival, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 different concerts up online. Just keep an eye out for it on Monday. Lars Gotrich will be there covering. He goes under, if you want to follow his Twitter, Total Vibration. And I'll be there tweeting under all songs. We'll have photographs, all sorts of stuff from that festival.
Well, thanks, the Eurythmic King of Nowhere.
Thank you very much, all Mucky Terrahawk.
Hawk.
Hawk. Terre Haute. Not like Indiana.
No, Terre Haute. Close enough.
NPR music.
Here's Childish Gambino.
It's All Songs Considered.
Okay, it's Childish Gambino, homegirl, drop it like the NASDAQ. Move white girls like this coat up my crack. Move black girls, cause man, fuck it, I'll do either. I love, dude, I should be running Peter in Adidas with some short shorts. B-O-O all over me, my green is where it's supposed to be. Your green is in my grocery. This Asian dude, I stole his girl, and now he got that Koji beef. My is like an accent mark, it's all about the overeat. Hot like a parked car, I sound weird like a nigga with a hard R. Fly like the logo on my cousin's 440. Eating Oreos like these white girls that birthed me. Vodka for my ladies, whiskey for a grown man. Hanging in the islands looking for Earl like Toe Jam. I made the beat retarded, so I'm calling it a slow jam. Butcher and I know it, man, kill beef, go ham. These rappers are afraid of him, cause I'm a beast, girl. Invaders and Gambino is a call girl. You pay me, brand new whip for these niggas like slavery. Told me I was awful and that did not faze me. Tell me how I suck again, my memory is hazy. You're my favorite rapper now, yeah, dude, I better be. Or you can kiss my human centipede. You wanna see my girl? I ain't that dumb. You wanna see my girl? Check Maxim. Man, why does every black actor gotta rap some? I don't know, all I know is I'm the best one. It's a bonfire, turn the lights out. I'm burning everything you motherfuckers talk about. It's a bonfire, turn the lights out. I'm burning everything you motherfuckers talk about. You know these rapper dudes talk, start killing. That got goons like an arch villain. I'm from the south, ain't got no accent, don't know why. So this rapper's child's play, I do my name like Princess Di. Yeah, they say they want the realness, rapped about my real life. Told me I should just quit. First of all, you talk white. Second off, you talk like you haven't given up yet. Rap stepfather, yeah, you hate me, but you will respect. I put in work, ass Ludwig. Put my soul on the track like Shoes did. Played this for my cousin, now he can't even think straight. Black and white music, now that's a mixtape. Shout out to my blurs, they represent the realness. Shout out to Gambino girls, my dick is in the building. I know you hate me cause your little cousin play me out. I like black girls who nerdy, but when they dance they be saying ow. I'm sorry for who follow me, chillin' with a Filipina at your local Jollibee. Yeah, I'm in her like. So if you see my hand under the table, don't bother me. I don't talk soft, that's that other guy. I'm screaming what the fuck is up like I ain't see the sky. This I'm doing this year, insanity. Made the beat that murdered it, Casey Anthony. These rappers won't know what to do, cause all I did was act me like a Looney Tune. And I'll give you all of me until there's nothing left. I swear this summer will be summer camp.